I differ strongly with Mr. Zakarian on Social Security. I think it's a foundation element of our lives in this country. I was at the three senior centers today. And at all three senior centers, they want the same thing. They want their Social Security. They don't want a 401k. They want the economy to be improved so that there are workers making money to contribute. And you'll want the same thing, and I'll want the same thing when I'm 48. So I'm a long ways away. But people want Social Security, period. As far as I've said, we're wasting 5% of GNP on health care. We can fix the health care debacle, as Mr. Zakaria called it. There's plenty of resources there to fix it. Ronald Reagan, you know, was a smaller government guy, too. But, you know, he knows which way the wind is blowing, and he fixed Social Security. We've already crossed this bridge. We're keeping it, okay? So we have to do is fix the health care reform and quit wasting 5% of GNP. If we just put it in terms of your family policy, right? An average family policy costs something like $13,000 a year now, nationally. I've heard numbers like 15 and 16 is what is being paid in Rhode Island commonly called family plan of health insurance. I've heard $18,000. All right, it's going up 13% this year, 10% next year, because it's easier math. Just imagine a 10% cut in health insurance premiums because we get the markets right and stop using a state-sized monopoly market. That's 10% of $15,000 is $1,500 saved by the employer and the individual. It may be 70-30% split. That's more than the stimulus checks in 2007. And you know what? If we have to raise payroll taxes to preserve our Social Security, we'll do it. Why? Because we need our seniors to be the head of their families. My safety net does include my parents. You know what? My parents have a home. And I know that if a disaster befell me, you know, my family would be able to go there and live for a few weeks. Thank you.